This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Hoffman Show, hour number two, here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and YouTube. That's you guys on the interwebs. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. And taking your calls on what we're going to see tonight. Commanders and Patriots is the game. 7:30 is the kickoff. Coming up at 5:30 again, we will go around the NFL. One story that we're following for each team in their preseason opener or in their training camp. We're not going to do game picks for preseason or anything like that. That would be tremendously silly. All right, let's get rolling. AP's in Laurel. He's been waiting patiently. AP, appreciate you. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Hoff.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hello.
We got you, AP. I can hear you now.
All right. All right now. I guess what I'm looking for tonight is I know you alluded to Amos not playing, but I feel personally like you're a rookie. You haven't arrived just yet, and even though they have the joint practices, I feel like players from the opposition are going to be fighting to make the team by showing what they can do in a live game situation. Even though it's a exhibition and it doesn't count, I still feel like he should get at least maybe one or two series just to kind of, you know, really face the opposition in an in-game situation for players who are, in a sense, going to be desperate to make the team. And I think, you know, even though the games don't count, it's still a preseason where you have to showcase your abilities in order to be looked at to make the team. So, personally, I think between Amos and a couple other players that look like they could be starters should still get some in-game reps.
AP, I'm fine with that. To be honest, like it could go either way for me. I think because of Amos's importance to the team, if they were to be like,
right,
we're good, like we see it. And I think the other thing is this. Because you have joint practices, that is a game changer. Mm-hmm. Because the fact, and right, it depends on the position, right? If you mm-hmm. are Johnny Newton, last year's second round pick, who theoretically should be more eligible to not have to play tonight than Amos is this year's second round pick, because he's actually played NFL football. But because the trenches are so different, and because it's so difficult to get like true, real, live reps, and like, let me time up this run and make a real tackle on a running back and take him to the ground. Let me get a real pass rush mm-hmm. where I can give full effort. Like, I feel like the preseason is more important. And these, I mean, look, they get juiced up in practice. They're going at a hard tempo, but it is different when you know you're allowed to go actually bring the guy down. Versus on the outside, how different really are the joint practice reps or your practice reps from a real game situation? Now, there's some, depending on the drill, right? Because if you're 7-on-7, your eyes don't have to really be honest to a run fit. You don't have to be like, oh, is this run or pass? So it's not like every rep is created equal. And getting in that mindset for a rookie is fine, or is certainly helpful. But I don't know that two series in the first preseason game is going to be the difference in Trey Amos's success in his rookie year or not. I do know that if he were to get hurt, that is going to be the difference in his success or not. And for that reason, I think with Amos personally, I would lean on the side of not playing him, but you can't get, there's no guarantees. So I'm fine if you want to say, like, I want to see him play a couple of series.
And I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Like,
for sure.
Damn if he does play and he gets hurt, and it's like, damn, we should have sat him down. So I guess it's either way, like, you live and you die by the sword. But again, he's a rookie, and I feel like in an in-game situation, there are going to be some players out there that are going to be desperate. And who better to face against than a desperate player who's trying to make the team? And then depending on the opposition.
I will say this, though, because like Amos is going to play early in this game. Like, he's not going to play against like dudes desperate to make the team. He's going to play against guys that are second string rotational actual football players. So like, it's good experience. It's actually in some ways better, but they're all these guys that are out there desperate to lock in their spot. So there is that.
And then obviously for, I know your producer alluded to also Ben Simmons. I definitely want to see a little bit more out of him too.
Yeah, I would love to see. I'm so curious to see, like, how they use him, what he does. But I think JP made a really good point. Like, if he's going to get a ton of reps in the regular season, where are they coming from? Because Zach Ertz, like, you taking that dude off the field when he looks better this training camp than he did last one, that's a hard sell as well. AP, appreciate the call as always. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you.
All right, 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Yeah, the centerpiece is so interesting, and we'll continue to talk more about him as we go. While we're not going to do like game picks, we are going to bring back our pick six at six coming up at 6 o'clock, where we pick the six guys we are most interested in watching. And I will tell you, Ben Sinnott did make my list. But with him in the regular season, I think the optimal usage for him is you reduce Ertz's reps like 10-15%. And that's going to hopefully keep him fresh. Now, he was great all the way through the NFC Championship game. It's not like he ran out of steam. But you want to ensure that can happen again. And you also open up more of your two tight end packages. And I think those become really important this year because unless another deep threat emerges. Last year you had Diami on top of Terry, of a true speed guy to take the top off of defense. You're not going to have like the same speed as Diami Brown and Ben Sinnott, but he is really fast for a tight end. And if you have a linebacker on him, you can open up vertical stuff that way. You can push the top side of a defense. You can clear out. Let's say you're trying to hit Terry on a deep dig, right? Presuming that everything works out with Terry. I feel like you have to say that, knock on wood, blah, blah, blah. But you're trying, you have Ben Sinnott lined up as a tight end to the left side. Terry is lined up wide to the left side. Terry's going to run 15 yards, hard square in cut, call it a dig route. And you need that safety that would be crashing down into that out of there. And it's whatever the coverage is that he would be watching Terry, right? If you can get Ben Sinnott screaming up the seam, that's a useful thing. That would be nice. If it's a believable, like, you better cover this guy, otherwise he's going to catch a touchdown pass for 45, 50 yards because Jaden Daniels will lay it on him, and he's fast enough that you're not going to catch him because he runs like a 4-5 something as a tight end, and he's got a slower guy chasing him. Like, that would be nice for this offense. And without Diami as a duplicate deep threat, some other way to stretch the defense, which is not Zach Ertz's specialty, I think it would be very helpful. And if you can do it out of 12 or even 13 personnel where you have two or three tight ends on the field, that is typically going to get matched by the defense in heavier personnel. So you can get that linebacker matchup or a safety, but maybe it's like a third safety who's kind of a more of a run support player. If you can get that kind of matchup, that would be very beneficial for Cliff Kingsbury to do. All right, here's what we got next before we go around the NFL at 5:30. Either you can keep calling us, and we'll continue to talk about the game tonight at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. No matter what, no matter if we keep talking about it now with more calls or we go another direction for a few minutes, we will get back to the game itself, preview style, at 6 o'clock with our pick six. You will also hear from Logan later in the show at 6:30, take command style. And then we'll go all the other games and all the other big headlines around the NFL coming up at 5:30. So next, either more of your calls at 301-230-0980, or we'll hit our weekend preview here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio as well, YouTube at the Team 980. You can give us a call anytime at 301-230-0980. Also in the YouTube chat, let's see, got some people with what they are looking forward to tonight. Trey Amos, the strong safety competition. I don't think there is much of a strong safety competition. Like Will Harris and Quan Martin are your two starting safeties. I do think like down from there, it's interesting. You know, what's the rotation like? Is it Percy Butler? Like how much Jeremy Reeves, how much Percy Butler, how much Tyler Owens? Like I think there's stuff to talk about the safety position, but like the starters are definitely the starters. Also, I will say this. Metal Chris, are you a gamer at all?
Like video games?
Yeah.
I wish I had the time to play them more. I played them a lot more when I was younger, but, you know, not so much these days.
You are someone who has children, so that does tend to take up some time, the whole parenting thing.
Yeah, and it's just, I go to a lot of concerts and things like that, and I just don't have the time. Like, to play video games, you got to play them a lot to actually get good at them. You can't just, like, casually play them, you know?
Oh, I'm not talking about, like, online, you know, playing major minutes. Just, like, if you're chilling and you just got nothing to do, But like the idea of a parent with relatively young children having nothing to do, I realize is an antithetical statement. The point I was going to say is the new Madden is out, and I played it a little bit earlier on like the trial right now. And oh, I know I'm going to wind up getting it, but I hate it so far. Like really, I don't play online. I'm just like solo franchise mode, and I feel like the gameplay is booty. Like, in a way, like, the visuals, they did a great job. It feels more real in some ways. But I don't know that I like that. Like, it just, the controls don't seem to match what should be happening. I'm not a big fan of it so far. It feels glitchy. So, I'm curious to see if anybody, has thoughts on that. Hit me on social media or drop a comment in the YouTube chat. That's probably part of how I might spend some of my weekend is seeing if I can not suck at the new Madden, because the early returns were not good. Meanwhile, the rest of our weekend preview, which is brought to you by nobody, still amazingly, after all these years, brought to you by nobody. Speaking of things that are not going well, the Nationals, they have lost 7 of 8 games, and the pitching staff has been historically bad outside of one really good outing from Cade Cavalli. Who we might see on Monday against Kansas City. That's the next open spot, at least according to ESPN.com's listings of the starting pitchers, the predictions of them. Jake Irvin will be on the hill tonight. Start of a 6-game road trip, wrapping up in Kansas City, starting in San Francisco. First pitch at 10:15, which if we do the math, carry the 1 and 0, that's a 9:45 Nats on deck tonight over on 106.7. The Fan. Busy WNBA weekend as well, including the Mystics tonight at Minnesota. They've got 2 this weekend. Alicia Clark's debut. I believe J.C. Sheldon is also debuting tonight. Sheldon, I'm less sure about. I haven't seen any like J.C. Sheldon content on the Mystics social media pages, so she might not debut until Sunday in Dallas, which would be ironic. That is the team that drafted her initially. Now on her 3rd team in 2 years is the former 5th overall pick. But Alicia Clark will debut tonight. Of course, the Mystics making the big trade earlier on in the week. They are taking on the best team in the WNBA, who probably made the biggest trade in terms of the contenders at the deadline, adding Dejanay Carrington from Dallas. But no Nafisa Collier, the presumptive WNBA MVP, although Alyssa Thomas is making a case, out at least 2 weeks with an ankle sprain. Rest of the weekend preview for the Mystics. They have a game in Dallas. They'll take on Paige Beckers and crew on Sunday. That is a 4 o'clock tip. It's worth also mentioning, these are teams that are fighting for if you're Washington, you are simultaneously fighting for the playoffs and the lottery. Washington is 5 games, quote unquote, ahead of LA, aka they have a 5-game better record in the 2-year rolling cumulative record that makes up your lottery odds. And that would be for the 3rd best odds in the lottery. The Sparks are 8-2 in their last 10. So LA is rolling. And if they can continue to roll and the Mystics take a step back without Brittany Sykes, then they can wind up with the 3rd best lottery odds by the end of this season. The Mystics and the playoff side of the rankings are 1 game behind LA and Golden State. Golden State holding the tiebreaker for the 8th and final playoff spot. So the Mystics currently in 10th. Storm versus Aces tonight as well. Again, the Mystics Wings game is on Sunday. Storm Aces tonight. Brittany Sykes makes her debut for the Seattle Storm. On Sunday, Lynx and Liberty, 12:30 ABC. No Fee, no Stewie, so missing the stars there. And, of course, this game also now impacts the Mystics draft position because they have the pick swap between these two teams. They would like New York to continue to lose. That way they're not the second worst team or the second best team, but maybe like the 4 or 5 seed going into the playoffs and have a better draft pick. Dream Mercury, also a good one, 6 p.m. on Sunday. Washington Spirit and Gotham play Saturday, the NWSL's rivalry week. That your weekend preview. Metal Chris, do you have anything fun, exciting planned for the weekend? We do some sports weekend in our weekend preview, but then also we try to see what me and Anthony are doing. Do you have anything particularly fun on the docket this weekend?
I mean, I'm working, so I'll be working tomorrow night, and I'll be working a lot on Sunday over at 106.7, so I'm doing that. But try to spend some time with the kids tomorrow morning before I got to go in tomorrow night.
Nice. That's always fun. I was on uncle duty when I was in Ohio a couple weeks ago, and man, the weekend kid thing, that's You got to go find like a splash pad. You got to go find, you got to have activities. That's what I learned. You must have planned activities or chaos reigns.
The big one right now too is the Maryland Renaissance Festival just put all their tickets on sale, and they always sell out, so you can't like just walk up day of and buy them, so you got to get them ahead, and most of the days are still available now, but if you want to go and it runs through like October, I would suggest buying them now. It's a great thing to take the kids to. It's really fun. So
okay, what's your favorite thing at a Renaissance fair?
Oh, the jousting, man. They got people on horses that do, like, real jousting and stuff. But, like, you know, you walk around and have a beer. They sell, like, meat and beer and stuff there. And, you know, the people are in costumes. My little girls love dressing up in their Frozen costumes because they get to be princesses and stuff. It's great.
That's great. I love that. Would you joust? Would you get on a horse and joust if given the opportunity?
I mean, you'd probably have to get some training and stuff, but I do. It looks pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
See, I think a younger me would have been like, hell yeah. Now I'm like, no, that would hurt if it goes wrong.
Well, it's not like the medieval ones where they're actually trying to like hurt each other, you know.
Right,
it's,
of course. Like there's gotta be some safety precautions, but like are dudes falling off horses?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They knock each other off and stuff. And they do some other stuff too, where they'll like throw a ring in the air and they gotta like run and catch it like on the horse on their lance and things.
That,
and like,
that I'm down for.
It's although a whole show. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. I jousting skills, I'm in for. Real jousting, I don't need to get hit in the chest with any kind of and fall off a horse. I say that also the last time I tried to go horseback riding, I was like, get me off of this horse. I'm not a horseback riding person.
I like horses. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I need to go. My wife rode horses when she was a kid. So I will, I'm sure, try again at some point in my life, and I will get either lessons and success from her or made fun of by her mercilessly. And I'm just going to have to live with either one. That's how that's going to go. I got nothing going on this weekend, and I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm excited just to chill. We did been doing too much recently. Need in the house. That's maybe I'll go for a walk. That's I think what's on my weekend docket. Not nearly as exciting as a Renaissance fair. When we get back, the rest of the weekend preview is all of the football games. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to use the NFL's preseason week one schedule. I will tell you who's playing who, and if there's anything significant that's fun to watch about any of these games. Starters are playing here, or watch for this rookie. Like, I'll give you a note. But the big thing I want to do is use that preseason schedule as a vehicle to talk about all of these teams. So it will be a rapid fire something on every NFL team next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday on the Hoffman Show, Team 980, live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio as well. And you can watch us on YouTube at the Team 980. Coming up at 6 p.m., who are the six most intriguing Commanders on the field tonight against the New England Patriots? I will share my list with you in a pick six at six coming up at, well, six. And then Logan Paulson's thought on who he's watching tonight and why. We'll go through every position quickly on Take Command, and that will send you on your merry way into the 7:30 kickoff this evening. But 5:30 on Fridays during the football season, we go around the NFL, and we're going to do that right now. But typically, like, we preview the games, we make picks, and that just feels dumb for the preseason. So we're not going to do that. What we are going to do is give you a couple of storylines for each team and kind of what we're watching in general for this week one and heading into week one of the regular season. So week one preseason into week one of the regular season. So with that, Chris, we can hit the music and off we go into our Around the NFL preseason week one edition. We actually had a couple of games last night, a trio of games last night. And Chris, you can bring that down just a little bit if you don't mind. Colts and Ravens got us kicked off at 24-16 Baltimore win. I don't even know why I said the score. The most important thing that happened here is Anthony Richardson got absolutely blasted early in this game. Hurt his, I believe it was his pinky finger, and he missed the rest of the game. And I think this is, like, a decently big deal. A guy who has had trouble protecting himself, who cannot stay healthy, who is in a quarterback battle with, of all people, Daniel Jones, who went a whopping 10 of 21 last night, less than 50% passing for 144 yards in the loss. He's just running out of runway, man. Like, yeah, there's been some positive reports. There's been some negative reports out of camp. And the quarterback battle in Indianapolis is absolutely the story. For the Ravens, it's very simple. Like, they're a health team. I believe Isaiah Likely has been banged up. So, like, can you get to the regular season healthy is the only thing that matters for the Baltimore Ravens. Bengals and Eagles. Joe Burrow was awesome. He looked like Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase also finding the end zone. And I think this is significant because the big story for the Bengals outside of their contract holdouts, or Trey Hendrickson is still not practicing. The big story for the Bengals the last couple of years is how slowly they have started. It has been a nightmare for them to get out of the gates, and in that division specifically, it has been too much ground to make up at times. And last year, we know that they had the really, really nice surge late. They were alive entering the final day of the regular season after that dramatic Saturday night win. And then they didn't get the help they needed because Carson Wentz started for the Chiefs. The Broncos sent them into oblivion, and that was that for the Bengals season. They are intentionally playing more minutes in the preseason this year with their starters after kind of being the shot. Like, Zach Taylor used to work for McVay. McVay never plays guys in the preseason, which we'll talk about more in a second. And so this is big for Baltimore for Cincinnati to have their starters come out, play well offensively, and look like the unit that we know they are going to be and they possibly could be from week one this year. Meanwhile, the Eagles, they're still tush pushing. They're still doing their thing. They won 34-27. It's the preseason. Scores don't matter. I know Pete Carroll was pretty upset with how the Raiders played. 23-23, they tied the Seahawks in the Geno Smith Bowl. Of course, Smith did not play. It was Aiden O'Connell, Cam Miller. Actually, Geno did play last night. He went 1-for-3 for 5 yards. Look at that. Did not see, or did see Ashton Jeanty, 3 carries, minus one. So not a good debut for the rookie there. Jalen Milroe has showed some flashes, 6 of 10 for 61 yards, for Seattle. Also had 3 carries for 38, including a 27 yard scamper. I think the big thing for these two teams is obviously the quarterback play. Seattle spending the money on Sam Darnold in the offseason. Geno Smith, what can he bring to the Raiders? The Raiders are going to be frisky this year. Max Crosby and what they can do defensively is, I think, a big question. Obviously, Crosby's amazing, but what else they got on that side of the ball? And can Carroll, who has been one of the great defensive coaches of the last 2 decades in this league, can he, you know, pull a rabbit out of his hat and make that into a defense that can do something? And then, how good is the offense with Geno? You know that Pete's quite fond of Geno, which is why they make the trade for him. And you know they're going to lean on the rookie and Ashton Jeanty and try to get him the ball a ton and kind of play a complimentary style. So I think that's going to be – like the Raiders are a team that probably a little better than most people think going in because they were such a nightmare last year. But we'll see just how good the talent is going to be. 3 games tonight, including the Commanders, and then we'll take a look at the Saturday and Sunday games as well. Lions and Falcons tonight. I mean, the big thing for the Lions is, can they stop having dudes get hurt? They've had a couple of guys already go down in the preseason, and just, you know, I know they want to be physical, but the nature, like, I'm a little scared. Like, I'm not just trying to be alarmist by any stretch of the imagination, but there is a part of me that's like, this Lions team has been so good the last couple of years, and they do it playing such a physical brand of football. And it's a lot of the same guys. They have had pretty good continuity at a lot of spots. So can they stay healthy? Are they kind of due for the year the 49ers had last year, where just everybody keeps getting banged up? And it seems like the cumulative physicality of multiple seasons of being the baddest dudes on the block actually winds up catching up with you. Like, you've just had too many fights. And that is obviously the question for Detroit. And then the coordinator stuff, which has been talked about ad nauseum. For the Falcons, hosting the Lions tonight, 7 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think the obvious question is a quarterback. What does Michael Penix do in year two now that he is installed as the starter? The offense is built for and around him. And then defensively, I mean, can the Falcons ever have a pass rusher? They obviously drafted two. Can either of them pop in their rookie seasons? Browns and Panthers, most notable maybe of the preseason week one slate because everyone wants to see what Shedeur Sanders can do. Is he being set up to fail? I don't know. It feels like the silly thing that a sports television show that doesn't actually follow what's going on with any real vigor would ask. He's getting the chance to start a preseason game. That means the best players that are healthy and available that the coaches want to play are going to play with him. To me, that's being set up to succeed. You don't game plan in the preseason. So it's not like he's getting screwed out they just told him he was going to start late. Like, no. He's going to go out there with the best players that the Browns want to play in the preseason. And if he plays well, that's a huge data point for Kevin Stefanski to say, you're going to stay on this team. And for Andrew Berry, the GM, to be like, you're going to make this football team on a team where there are 4 quarterbacks who might make the opening day roster. And Dylan Gabriel, who is hurt right now, doesn't have that opportunity. This is a monster opportunity for Shedeur Sanders. And I just feel like there is no such thing. There can't be almost a such thing as an intelligent Shedeur Sanders conversation. Because this is a guy who Mel Kiper was, you know, yapping about being the best quarterback in the draft. But most other draft analysts had him as QB2 or 3, and nobody thought he was going to fall all the way to the 5th round, and then he did. So, like, what is he as an NFL quarterback? Not as Colorado's quarterback, not as Deion's kid, just very simply, what is Shedeur Sanders' NFL quarterback or NFL prospect? And we're going to get our first look at it tonight, and I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't intrigued on a pure football level, because I do think there is talent there. Just how much, and is it enough to succeed in this league and to prove that he should be a backup behind Joe Flacco for this season and have a chance to maybe start in the long term for Cleveland? For Carolina in the long term, obviously they're trying to see if what we saw at the end of last year for Bryce Young is real. I mean, it can be easy to forget because Bryce Young was such a punching bag, but my God, the last couple of weeks last year, he was good. That last week of the season, they played this wackadoodle game against the Atlanta Falcons, total shootout. He was awesome. And it seems like he's, after being benched midway through last year and watching Andy Dalton from the sideline and getting a chance to reset, that he's really found something. Canales obviously has a tremendous history with quarterbacks and on some level with quarterback reclamation projects. And so if Bryce Young is good, I still don't think Carolina will be good, but they will not be a team that you can just run over. And if they can get to 6-7 wins this year and get another good offseason, they made some solid moves this year and are continuing to build through the draft. If Tet McMillan winds up being a hit, et cetera, like they're maybe 2 years away if Bryce is the guy from being really good. And I also wonder if they can get away with not paying Bryce top quarterback money. Like, he and Stroud are obviously going to be extension eligible at the same time. Bryce is not going to get what CJ gets unless he's incredible this year. And CJ, I mean, even if CJ is good, like, great. But if Bryce is incredible, maybe he gets back to that as a former number one guy who all of a sudden lives up to that. But I do wonder if in the long term, like, if his slow start costs him a little bit of money on a second contract, and does that actually help the Panthers build a slightly better team around him? All right, we will roll through the Sunday games, and if we haven't talked about your team yet, we will next on the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. But first, a look at what's trending. Nationals are in San Francisco tonight, 10:15 first pitch. Jake Irvin on the hill for the Nats. They have lost 7 of 8. Over the weekend, they got two more in San Francisco, both 4:05 Eastern first pitches tomorrow and Sunday. Monday, they head to Kansas City before returning home late next week to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Mackenzie Gore, by the way, his next start will be Sunday. He amongst the Nats pitchers that are not having a good time lately. The Mystics in action tonight will be the debut or re-debut for Alicia Clark, traded for Brittany Sykes earlier in the week, as they take on a Nafisa Collierless Minnesota Lynx team, 7:30 on ION. Then, of course, 7:30 on WUSA 9 TV tonight. You can catch the Commanders preseason opener as they take on the New England Patriots. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980. Coming up, more Commanders Patriots preview with our pick six at 6. That'll be, well, at 6 o'clock, because that's how the pick six at 6 works. Right now, though, we continue with our trip around the NFL, looking at some of the top storylines, some of the things we're watching for in the preseason and kind of leading up into the regular season. We'll go to the Saturday and Sunday games now. We already hit the games that happened last night and the games that will accompany Commanders and Patriots this evening. Giants and Bills. This one's obviously very important because we'll see it on Hard Knocks. Beyond that, I am curious to see some of the Giants, obviously, and how much they play. Like, is Jameis going to play? Is Russell Wilson going to play? Does either of them look good? And then Jackson Dart, the rookie. You'd imagine he is going to play. What does he look like as someone that we presume we'll see in the NFC East for years to come if he's got any it to him? If he bombs out, well, then we're not going to see him. We're not going to see Brian Daboll. We're not going to see Joe Shane. We're not going to see anybody. So definitely some intrigue for the Giants. In some ways, the most intriguing time of the year for the Giants to see how Jackson Dart performs, the rookie, in his debut. For the Bills, I doubt they're going to play a bunch of dudes. I think the Bills will be more interesting later in the preseason, as we'll surely follow some of these storylines on Hard Knocks, get to know some of the guys towards the end of the roster. But their top guys are almost certainly not going to play at all, including the MVP, Josh Allen. Texans and Vikings. Obviously, if J.J. McCarthy is going to play, like, that's interesting. The Vikings, to me, are one of the most intriguing teams in the entire league. I mean, Kevin O'Connell last year turned Sam Darnold into a Pro Bowl-caliber quarterback who played ridiculously good ball all year long. They obviously bonked in the playoffs, but that team won 14 games and had a chance to be the number one overall seed on the final night of the regular season. And then Darnold, to an extent, turned back into a pumpkin. But the consistency week in, week out that he was able to extract, the game plans he's able to build. There's been some mixed reports of McCarthy so far, and I would expect it to be a very up and down year. I do like J.J. McCarthy a lot. I think it's a perfect fit, but he's a rookie, and he's not a Jaden Daniels rookie. He did not play nearly the amount of snaps in college that Jaden did. I don't think he even played as much as like Drake May did or Caleb Williams did, who were more his age. And from a pass attempt standpoint, certainly not because they ran the ball so much at Michigan. So it's going to be a steep learning curve. But with the offense they have, the defense they have, like the weaponry they have, I think that we are going to look at a very interesting Vikings team that's probably going to develop as the year goes. But we'll see when we get the first look at McCarthy in the preseason here in the next couple, or if it's on Sunday or Saturday, 4 o'clock, or if it's later on. The Cowboys and Rams, not a whole lot here. I mean, it's a huge, if you haven't been following what's going on with the Rams, there is a ton of question marks around Matthew Stafford's back. The Rams keep saying this is nothing. It's not a big deal. Like, he's not practicing at all. Like, he's just doing stuff. And, you know, the reports are like, oh, his back's really jacked up. Ah, the Rams say it's fine. Ah, I don't know. Nope, it's fine. McVay insists that he'll be ready for week one and there's no worries. But that is kind of how they do business out there from a PR standpoint. They say there's not a problem until there is. And the fact that Stafford hasn't thrown at all to Davante Adams, and you think of what Davante Adams does well, these slant routes, these back shoulder fades, like those are precision timing routes. And do I think that two vets with as much football under their belt as those two can figure it out real quickly? Yes. Would I want them to get some reps in training camp? Hell yeah, I would, even if we know Sean McVay's never playing anybody of significance in a preseason game. I think on the Cowboys side of it, will Micah Parsons show up? He's not going to play, obviously, but like, is he going to show up? He wasn't at practice most recently. Like, has Micah Parsons packed up and gone home? Like, what are we doing on the Parsons front? And will Jerry Jones say something silly? Always a possibility. Tune in to find out on the next episode of Them There Dallas Cowboys. All right, Steelers and Jags. Obviously, Rodgers is going to play. If you haven't heard, I think he's going to play like a series. Maybe they wind up nixing that, but that is definitely interesting. And then the guy that is most interesting in this game, and perhaps the most interesting player on the season, arguably, is Travis Hunter, the top five overall pick last year's draft, to number two overall pick, in fact, who's going to play both ways. He is going to play some receiver. He's going to play some DB. He's going to play both in this football game. I just want to see how it looks. Like, he's had a really good camp by all reports. Mike Jones did some great stuff earlier this week with us on Hunter and kind of the level of effort it's taking to get him to where he needs to be, of overcoming the fact that he can't be in two places at once on the practice field or in the meeting room. They're taking the time, and that's what you should do. Like, if you have a talent that's that special and it's going to take some special manicuring, like, take the time to do it. And that staff is, and it's more work, but the work they're hoping is worth it. We get the first glimpse of Travis Hunter Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Titans, Buccaneers, will we see number one overall pick Cam Ward? He is almost certainly the starter. Will Levis got hurt, you may forget, or may have forgotten, or may have not even heard earlier in the preseason. So it is definitely earlier in training camp. So definitely is Cam Ward's job in Tennessee. Obviously, the Buccaneers, a team that has proven multiple straight division titles. They just got to get to the regular season healthy. And then I am curious to see another offensive coordinator for Baker Mayfield. Can they continue to play at a high level? They are the overwhelming favorites in the NFC South. Jets and Packers. Packers, super intriguing. I don't think necessarily for this preseason, obviously. Jets, by the way, without Justin Fields, he's been banged up. But we'll see what they are in the regular season. I don't have a whole lot of file on them outside of, can they get through a season relatively drama-free after the absolute nightmare of the last two seasons in the Aaron Rodgers experience. But the Packers, who know a little something about that, with Jordan Love, my thing that I'm watching for this season is, what kind of playmaking does he do outside of structure? This is a guy that is a great athlete, like elite arm, one of the best arms in the sport. And he just doesn't really run that often. And so can he use his feet as a weapon, both as a runner and do some more stuff on the run? And then the other big question for them, and Matthew Golden is certainly someone they hope is going to help, the number one pick that they took this year out of Texas, the receiver. They need more guys that can beat man coverage, because teams were able to man up against them last year and lock them down, make Jordan Love's life miserable. And especially you look at some of the pressures and things that Minnesota threw at them. That was a tough look for Jordan Love in a couple of those games. So how do they... what answers does Matt LaFleur have? I'm sure he will have schematic ones, but also sometimes man-on-man is just like, my guy's got to be better than your guy. The Packers' guys need to be better on the outside this year. Chiefs and Cardinals. Cardinals, funkiest team in the league. Like, they could be terrible. absolute booty this year, they could be good. If Kyler has a solid year, like they've got some talent, year two of Marvin Harrison, year one didn't go nearly as well as I think a lot of us thought. And certainly what the hype was coming out of Ohio State, like this, oh, this generational can't miss. And it's like, I'm pretty sure you missed if you took him over Malik Nabers. Marvin Harrison Jr., chance to rectify that in year two. Trey McBride, still a stud at tight end. They've continued to tinker away at that defense. They signed Josh Sweat in the offseason. Cardinals are going to be kind of a spunky team. Chiefs, see you in the regular season. I don't got anything to say about the Chiefs that you don't already know. Broncos and 49ers, obviously year two of Bo Nix. Can he continue to grow on what he did last year? Can he take a little bit more load on? And then do some of the younger players that they've continued to bring in around him, specifically Omarion Hampton, how quickly can they get up and offensively support what is one of the best defenses in the league? Zach Allen signing an extension just a couple of weeks ago, or just a week ago. Maybe it was even earlier this week. What's a day? What's a week? I don't know. It's training camp. So we'll see what the Broncos, if they can repeat. On the 49ers front, obviously a big extension for Brock Purdy this offseason. Can they stay healthy? Can Ayuk get back? Can McCaffrey get back? And if they can, I just don't think a lot of NFL folks have, like analysts, have this as a top 10 offense, because Kyle is that good of a schematic guy, that good of a play caller, that good of a play designer. And then defensively, with Robert Saleh back as the defensive coordinator, that to me is the unit to watch, maybe in that whole division this year. They were not what they have been defensively last year, and that was a huge part of why they failed, even maybe more so than the offensive injuries. Their offense still produced at a decent level. They couldn't get stops. And so revamp personnel, Saleh's back as the DC, Niners defense probably holds the key. Last but not least, Dolphins and Bears. I think, obviously, Caleb, can he play good under control football? That's the question. Dolphins, is this it for Mike McDaniel? Like, I think that's a real question. The offense is a Ferrari. If it's working, it's fast, it's beautiful, and it can't be stopped. Problem is, it doesn't work very often. And that Tua having to be there and 100%, and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, like if a piece goes missing, do they have more ways to overcome it this year? That is, I think, the huge question there. And then Saints and Chargers, Rashawn Slater going down this week for the Chargers. That is a huge, huge hit for that offensive line. So for a team that definitely wants to run the football, hit you with play action, and all that Jim Harbaugh stuff, can they put together an offensive line without Slater, their star left tackle, who just became one of the highest paid players at the position in the league? Can they put it together? That is going to be the question for the Chargers headed towards the regular season. If it's going to happen, rather sooner than later. So they have a couple weeks here to figure that out. And the Saints, I don't got anything for you on the Saints. They're not a good football team right now. I don't even know who's playing quarterback for them. So tonight or Sunday or on week one, I don't know if they know yet. All right. That is our trip around the NFL. Some thoughts on each and every team. During the regular season, of course, we hit you with that and game picks during that segment. When we get back, another regular season staple makes its preseason return. Pick six at six time as we give us six players to watch tonight, Commanders versus Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.